Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Capello, bring that in a full fader with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline SB Nation Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. The next hour or so, we'll talk sports. We'll talk a little humor. In fact, look, my idea here is to inform, entertain, and maybe slightly infuriate at times too. So if you'd like to join me on the toll-free, you can if you want. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And then the guilt-free text lines, right? No commitments, no guilt. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, obviously, the NFL playoffs are shaping up. No doubt about that. Of course, some news in the world of Major League Baseball. But combat sports, rocking and rolling, man. Jose Aldo, Max Holloway, the UFC featherweight title on the line, man. All kinds of things happening in the world of sports. All the crow you want me to eat, I'm going to eat it. Because the bottom line is, I picked Alabama to go unbeaten this year. And guess what? They got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. That's right. You're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, folks. Live on SB Nation and Sports Byline Radio.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at SteinerSports.com.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What is going on? Welcome back in to another hot, fresh, baked straight out of the oven edition of Tom's Diner. Good to have you back on board. Hope you had an excellent holiday. And let's go right now. Let's get this thing rolling. Let me tell you what I have on my specials menu this week. The best and the worst in the sporting world. We'll start off with some fresh winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Tiger Woods. Now, he's playing in the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. Yes, the tournament is still going on, so he hasn't actually won anything yet. But through three rounds, Tiger, 4-under. He scuffled a little bit on Saturday, had a great first two rounds on Thursday, Friday. And it's his first competitive tournament, first competitive round since January of 2017. So kudos to Tiger. He looks healthy. Still a little tentative, but I think the more he plays, the more the kinks are going to get worked out in his game. Tiger Woods, 4-under after three rounds. He's in 10th place out of 18. But the fact that he's not in last by a million shots, the way he's his back and his injuries have plagued him over the last few years, kudos to him. Tiger Woods, my first winner this week. My second winner, University of Georgia Bulldogs football, number 6 Georgia. They avenged their only loss on the season with a 28-7 win over number 2 Auburn to win the SEC title. As I mentioned, Georgia avenging their one loss. It was to Auburn earlier this year. Auburn was ranked number 2, so they've got 3 losses now. They lost the SEC title game. They're out of the playoff picture. Georgia has to be in it now. Kudos to Georgia getting revenge. It was an absolute dominating game. Georgia's offense and defense firing on all cylinders. Spoiler alert, Auburn makes my list of losers. I'll talk about that why in a little bit. But University of Georgia, number 6, going to make the college football playoff. They are my second winners this week. My third winner, Roger Federer, the tennis great. After winning $764,000 in the ATP Finals in London, he passed Tiger Woods for most career tournament winnings. And yes, here's the total. Get ready, buckle up. This is going to be a heck of a number. From prize winning alone, Roger Federer has won $110,617,682. Doesn't include Nike, doesn't include any other endorsements. He's made $100 million in prize money alone, so kudos, Roger Federer, getting things done on the court. You are my third winner this week. All right, and you can't have winners on the menu without having losers to counteract it. Kind of sweet and salty, that kind of thing. You got to have balance on the menu here at Dom's Diner. So my first loser, I mentioned it during my winners section, Auburn. They lose 28-7 to Georgia. They were ranked number two. They were in a spot for the college football playoff. And let me tell you why they're even more losers than what a losing team would have been. Auburn scored on their first possession of the game. They scored a touchdown on their very first possession. They did not score the rest of the game. So it's not like it was a hotly contested game where they were trading blows. No, Auburn's offense struggled mightily. Fumbles, the injuries to the running backs hurt them very badly in this one. Interceptions, punts, fumbles, blocked field goal, just so everything that could go wrong did go wrong. It was the absolute worst of the worst. It could not have gotten worse for Auburn. They're out of the college football playoff. First loser this week. Second loser, the NCAA football programs. No, there's no scandal or anything here, but more than $60 million are going to be owed to fired coaches in 2017 alone. Taking a quick look. Todd Graham, Arizona State, $12 million. Jim Mora, UCLA, $12 million. Kevin Sumlin, A&M, $10 million. Butch Jones, $8 million at Tennessee. Mike Riley at Nebraska, $6.5 million. And Brett Bielema, Arkansas, $6 million. So all of that money that's basically getting wasted because now these schools got to pay somebody else to be the coach. So college football programs that owe a lot of money to their fired coaches, my second loser this week. My third loser is the drunk fan in Orlando, Steve Kerr giving his post-game thoughts on the Warriors' win over the Orlando Magic, and then this happened.
He said, but I am one. So.
Why didn't you put McYoung in early? Why didn't you put McYoung in?
Sorry, there's an idiot back there. Anybody else have a question?
What's the game of the season?
Yeah, that fan, apparently there's a restaurant near the visitor's locker room and everything, so that fan kind of wandered into the back of the press room and decided to yell that, hey, we want more Swaggy P!
Le who? The her.
Yeah, you're a loser, bro. Maybe you need to sober up next time. Or just not drink so much before you make bad decisions like that. So you're my third loser this week. All right, and along the same lines of losers is good job, good effort, University of Tennessee football. Yes, they fired Butch Jones and owe him a lot of money, but they found their replacement in Greg Schiano, the Ohio State defensive coordinator. And it looked like they had everything set. They signed the paperwork. They just needed the official signing off from the AD. And then came all of the social media backlash. If you are not aware, Greg Schiano was named by a former Penn State assistant in relation to the Jerry Sandusky situation there. So fans were not happy that Greg Schiano was going to be the new head coach at Tennessee. He's also had a not that great track record when it comes to just being a head coach, not a great record, about 500. So fans were not happy. They let their voice be known, and lo and behold, the University of Tennessee still doesn't have a coach. They rescinded the offer. They're still looking for a new coach. So good job, good effort, Tennessee. They thought they had their coach, but they're still on the search. And last but not least, my final special is a little say what?
Say what?
Say what? The University of Minnesota and the University of Alabama basketball game. It ended in a 5-on-3 in favor of Minnesota. Minnesota ended up winning the game 89-84. But let me tell you how it got to 5-on-3 at the end of the game. It was a regular 5-on-5 game. There was a scuffle on the court, and Alabama's bench came onto the court, which is a huge no-no. And after everything was sorted out, the entire Alabama bench was ejected from the game. So it was Minnesota versus the five players who were on the floor for Alabama. Dazon Ingram then fouled out for Alabama, leaving them with four. And then John Petty injured his ankle with 10 minutes and 50 seconds left to play when he landed awkwardly on a three-point attempt. A 5-on-3 ensued. Ingram did not come back, obviously, because he had fouled out. Petty was not able to come back. And that's when Colin Sexton tried to beat the University of Minnesota by himself. Colin Sexton was a man on fire despite the odds against him and his two teammates. Yeah, two teammates. Sexton erupted and finished with 40 points, and they only lost by 5. Alabama got within 3 points before they lost 89-84. I've never seen a 5-on-3. I've never seen a guy just absolutely go off with such odds stacked against him. So kudos to Alabama and kudos to Colin Sexton. There's a lot of talk that he's going to be a first-round pick. And with a performance like that, 40 points in a 5-on-3 and sparking the furious comeback, kudos to him. But it's still absolutely mind-blowing that something like this even happened. So I got to say what. And that's all we've got. I've got to say goodbye to you now. Thank you for joining me at Dom's Diner. You are listening to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I will talk to you soon. Peace.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Time to talk National Football League on the Taco Man Radio Show. Of course, New England Patriots, what can I say? Tom Brady, 9-2, baby. And you know he's retiring, right? You know this is probably the last year for Tom Brady. He's like 41 years old, man. You stick around too much longer, Queen. You know, something's going to happen, and usually good things don't happen to old guys that are competing in young man's sports. So look for Tom Brady in 2017 to be his last season. That's what I hear from insiders, according to the New England football scene. Speaking of New England, as I said, 9-2. Of course, Buffalo, 6-5. Looking at some of the other divisions, Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, 9-2. Got a great record as well. Tennessee and Jacksonville, both in the South there. They both got 7-4 records. In the West, interesting. AFC West, of course, Kansas City, 6-5. And, of course, the 5-6 L.A. Chargers. I'll never get used to that, L.A. Chargers. Of course, the Oakland Raiders, man, 5-6. Most disappointing team thus far in the 2017 season? Probably, I think so. Anyway, look at some of the rest of the leaders. Of course, leading out there in Philadelphia, Philadelphia's got the East on top. Philadelphia's rock and roll and a great record, no doubt about that. 10-1, man. Best record in pro football, no doubt about that. Minnesota in the North, 9-2 in the South. New Orleans. New Orleans, baby. And in the West, the Rams, 8-3. The Rams, 7-4. Seattle, of course, the SF 49ers. 1-10. And get this, folks. How deplorable are the 49ers? How nasty? What a piece of spit. How bad are they? There's a restaurant in the South Bay that says if the 49ers score 2 touchdowns in a game, they will give you a free meal. That's and listen, this is in Silicon Valley, right near the ballpark. I kid you not. So that's how bad things are down there in Santa Clara as far as football is concerned. They're 1-10. They're supposed to be a lot better than that. We thought they would at least win 3 or 4 games this year, and that means winning 2 or 3 games by this point. And they haven't. They've been totally a big disappointment, but I think that has a lot to do with the fact that Colin Kaepernick is not the quarterback. Ooh, Colin Kaepernick, Taco Man, how dare you go there, man? Come on. Kaepernick, that's rearview mirror stuff. No. Listen, if you've got a team that's playing horribly, and you think maybe that one player could maybe help them out, even though that player had been there and gone, maybe, you know, and there's some bad baggage, bad history, this kind of stuff. What choices do you have? What choices do the 49ers have? They need to do something. They're 1-10, and they've got restaurants betting on the fact they can't score 2 touchdowns in a game. Because if they score 2 touchdowns in a game, they're going to give you a free meal. How many people do you think be lined up for those free meals? I mean, lots of thousands of them, okay? They're probably not going to score 2 touchdowns in a game. That's what I think that restaurant is trying to say. So the 49ers, the York family, of course, they took over from Eddie D and the gang. Eddie got in trouble. Eddie D should probably still have the 49ers, but he got in trouble, of course, that illegal casino stuff down there in South Carolina or Florida, somewhere around there, out in the South. Anyway, he played some games. He lost. He lost his ability to own a franchise in the National Football League. So his sister and his brother-in-law took over, and they've driven the franchise into the ground. At least that's my opinion. Anyway, speaking of driving, you know what drives me on this show, right? Week in, week out, money. Cash, money. Money, money, money. Listen, the money line, I used to beat my brains out each and every week. I used to beat my brains out, folks, but I would beat the point spread most of the time. But it wasn't worth the stress. I mean, I'm pulling out. I don't have any much hair left, but I'm pulling out what little hair I have. I'm going, oh, yeah, half a point here, a point there. No, I gave that up, man. 40 years of betting the NFL, betting point spreads, forget it. I only bet the money line now. And guess what? I haven't lost much this year. I lost 3 games this year, and I bet 17 games. So I'm 14-3 on the money line. 14-3 on the money line. Let me say it again. 14-3. Zachary's not 14-3. The great Dominic Jimenez is not 14-3. Nobody's got those kind of numbers. I do because I'm studying those money lines. And my opinion is if a team's a good team and they're going to win, you put up a few extra bucks to make a few extra bucks. That's just the way it is. I mean, there will be upsets now and then. There will be upsets, no doubt about that. But for the most part, when a team is favored to win, that team wins, okay? And if you have to put up a couple extra bucks, like we'll talk about the money line with Baltimore, of course, Baltimore and Detroit. Detroit or Baltimore? Baltimore's a minus 150 on the money line. That means you got to put up 150 to make 100 bucks. So if you bet 150 on Baltimore, you get 250 back. That's not a good. That's not a bad deal. Of course, they're favored by 3 points. That wouldn't be my favorite pick of the day there. Chicago. Chicago is coming to – no. San Francisco is going to Chicago. Too bad. Too bad the Bears weren't coming out here. At least they can have some good food. Anyway, the Bears in Chicago doing their things. Of course, not the greatest team in the world, but they're a minus 175 money line as far as the Niners are concerned, and they're a minus 3-point favorite, which doesn't get it because if the Niners can't score two touchdowns in a game, how can they even win a game? How can they even be close to like being a 3-point underdog, even being a 3-point? I mean, think about that. Those guys are so hapless. I really feel bad for the – I mean, this was a fabled franchise, folks. This was a franchise that when I was a San Francisco policeman, I was working the SFPD, Candlestick Park Detail, out of Terravelle Station. So I would go out from Terravelle, go to the park. It was so cool. We'd have hot dogs, all these hot dogs, and hot dogs. Anyway, but the bottom line is, you know, you get to watch the games. And after the game, one game, they gave me the locker room. And they said, you're going to walk Bill Walsh to the press conference afterwards. I said, oh, this is really cool. He's like a legend, man. I mean, he's a legend. I mean, oh, God, he's won all these Super Bowls, whole 9 years. So he's walking to the thing, and you know, I don't expect him to talk to me or anything like that. He goes, let's go. That's just what he said. I'm ready to go. So, you know, we're walking, and we're sort of like surrounding him, like, almost like a little wedge, mini wedge. And he's writing down plays for next week's game on a napkin. He's got a napkin in his hand, a little piece of paper, and he's writing down plays for next week's game. That's how into it he was. And I did this with him, I think, 3 or 4 games. I think the season was like late in the 80s. But 3 or 4 games that I worked out there, I was able to watch him walk from the locker room to the press conference, okay? And each time he was prepared for the next game. He wasn't worried about what happened that day. Even though they had lost, they won. None of that stuff mattered. Didn't matter to Bill Walsh. Anything that mattered to Bill Walsh, the only thing that mattered to Bill Walsh was the very next game. And the health of his players, I kid you not. Classy guy, no doubt about that. And when he passed, of course, the leukemia, the blood cancer, whatever it was, we lost a legend, and we will always know that he was probably, outside of this guy, Belichick over there in New England, you know, I mean, Tom Brady's guy, those got to be the two best coaches in the history of National Football League, no doubt about that. Belichick and Bill Walsh, who do you like? 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 1-800-878-7529. That's right. Oh, looks like Minnesota's going to Atlanta. Atlanta's a minus 140 favorite on the money line. Want to keep an eye on that one there. Minnesota not playing all that well. New England at Buffalo, minus 420 New England. Wow, a lot of money. Minus 420. Minus 7.5 on the point spread as far as the Patriots are concerned. But you've got to put up $420 here to $100 as far as the New England Patriots are concerned. Now, that may sound like a long, long odds. It's only 4-1. That's not too bad. That's 4-1. That's not a bad bet, okay? And let me be honest, Tom Brady's probably going to beat the snot out of these guys at Buffalo. I mean, there's a little bit of a rivalry there, but the bottom line is Buffalo's not going to get up to the point where they could beat Tom Brady, not at this point in the season. Tom Brady's almost unbeatable at this stage of the game. You know that going down the stretch. He's just tuning up the weapons. He's getting everything ready, changing the spark plugs, changing the oil. Look out, baby. Tom Brady's coming at you big time, and Tom Brady's going to be rocking and rolling, I think, tomorrow. In fact, I think that's going to be a hot bet tomorrow. Minus 420 New England. Denver, minus 130, of course, at Miami. Miami and Denver, it's a close game. Denver's favored by 2 points. Tennessee, good old Tennessee, the minus 310 money line. Wow, man, that's pretty high for Tennessee. Tennessee is, of course, facing Houston. Houston's coming to Tennessee. The point spread is minus 7. Tennessee, the Titans favored by 7 points there. Jacksonville and Indiana. Indianapolis going to Jacksonville. Jacksonville, a minus 450 on the money line. That's a lot of money. Minus 9 on the point spread. That's a lot. Green Bay. Good old Green Bay. What's Green Bay doing these days? I don't know. Aaron Rodgers. Aaron. What are you doing for me, baby? Minus 145 on the money line. Taking on Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay at Green Bay. Green Bay at home. Minus 145. Minus 2.5 on the point spread. Interesting there. Minus 2.5 on the point spread. Now, we will get some of the games that I am really, really, really hot on. No doubt about that. Because I think that these are two loser teams. Cleveland and the L.A. I have a hard time saying this. The L.A. Chargers. I mean, the L.A. Chargers, and they're favored by minus 1,000. I mean, holy cow. You got to be kidding. You trying to tell me you got to put up $100 to win $10? And the L.A. Chargers are favored by 13.5 points? That's way too long. New Orleans. Good old New Orleans, of course. Carolina going to New Orleans. New Orleans is a -230 favorite at home on the money line. Minus five and a half there on the point spread. Now, the game that I'm always up on, of course, I love the Oakland Raiders. You know I love the Oakland Raiders. But they suck this year. And New York Giants are coming to town. The Oakland Raiders are a -400 favorite. The point spread says -9. I don't know. The Raiders are up and down. I really don't know. This week, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going with Pittsburgh. This is my bet of the week. Pittsburgh, they're going to play at Cincinnati. I think Big Ben, if he's healthy, even if his second string guy is coming in, I don't care. Pittsburgh's a better team. That's my team of the week. I think Pittsburgh -230 at Cincinnati. And, of course, the point spread says -5 points. But go with that money line, no doubt about that. So there you have it. The NFL lines from the Taco Man live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to Pooldog.com. That's Pooldog.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it. We have a new
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Wow, what a night for the USC. USC 218, of course, going down at a place called Little Caesars Arena there in Detroit, Michigan. Bottom line is, if you're eating Little Caesars pizza, you don't know what pizza is. Sorry about that. Had to start off with that knock on Little Caesars. Bottom line is, the USC went to Detroit tonight. Of course, the main event was a spectacular main event. Well, we'll take it back. We'll get to the main event in just a bit. Let's talk about the semi-main event, because it probably has the hardest puncher in the heavyweight division right now. I mean, this guy is just a monster. Of course, we talked before about his punching power. I'm talking about none other than Francis Ngannou. Now was 10-1, 11-1, 8 knockouts, 9 knockouts, 1 submission. I mean, God, the guy's a monster, no doubt about that. And the story of him, I mean, think about this, folks. 5 years ago, homeless, living on the streets of Paris or something like that, and now he's the number one ranked UFC contender to fight UFC heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic. Of course, Miocic out of Cleveland, Ohio, looking for an opponent. Well, guess what? He's got one here. And seeing as Stipe is such a boxer, being a former Golden Glove amateur boxer, can punch, this is going to be a test of some guys standing up, going back and forth. Good old boxing match for 5 rounds for the UFC heavyweight title when they mix. Anyway, Francis Ngannou, the reason why I'm talking about him being victorious tonight was that he smoked Alistair Overeem. Took a minute and 42 seconds in. Overeem, of course, former Grand Prix, Strikeforce Grand Prix champion. Oh, man, I keep going. Strikeforce, take it back. He was a Strikeforce champion. He won the Showtime Grand Prix championship. He was the K-1 guy over there in Japan for a while. I mean, he's got like 60 fights. I mean, he's an accomplished athlete. Of course, has done some time on suspension in the past for steroids and a.k.a. Flintstone vitamins and things like that. But tonight, man, he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. And here is the guy that lit him up, Francis Ngannou.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Dan Mergliotta has called a stop to this contest at 1 minute, 42 seconds of the very first round. Declare the winner by knockout, Francis the Predator.
My man, there can be no doubt now. There can be no doubt now. You are absolutely the number one contender. You just knocked the number one contender out cold with an absolutely spectacular knockout. How do you feel right now?
I'm feeling very good, very good. And then I'm on my way to the title shot, so I could tip it because then I would say after the winner will win the title shot, so I think I got it tonight.
Oh, no, you got a title shot.
Yes.
Now, you will now be most likely receiving a shot at the heavyweight title. Give us your thoughts on a matchup between you and the heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic.
Yes, I'm ready for that. I'm ready than ever I was.
I bet you are, sir. Congratulations on a spectacular performance.
Hey, I get one more thing. First of all, I want to thank everybody here. I want to thank my opponent who make the fight happen. He gave me the chance, and then I really am thankful for that. And then want to thank all my coaches, Fernand Lopez, Jerome Lebanet, who is here, the former the K-1 champ, who come to help me. Dewey Cooper, who helped me for like 5 or 6 months, yes, for my striking. And then I want to thank all my family, everyone who support me, because I moved from Paris to Vegas 7 months ago. It wasn't easy, but there are a lot of people around, a lot of nice people just make me feel like I'm home. And then I want to dedicate this victory from all my brother in Libya who are trading as slaves. On this day, it's not very fair. I'm very... I feel really bad for that, and yes, you know, that is criminal, you know. And then excuse me for my word, but I just want to say slavery, guy, racism, yes. And then claim the freedom, claim the liberty. Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations, Francis Ngannou, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, the guy comes from a country, of course, where people make on an average $1,200 a year. Francis Ngannou, give him props. Now, a once beaten fighter, Alistair Overeem. Wow, what can I say? He's not got before. He said almost 60 fights, so maybe I think about calling it a day. Wow. There was another feature card, feature bout before we get to the main event. In fact, there was two other feature bouts, but Eddie Alvarez. Of course, Eddie Alvarez, a former Bellator champion, taking on 18-0 Justin Gaethje. Now, listen, Justin came in here rocking and rolling. He was the guy that the momentum was behind. Eddie Alvarez came over. You know, he lost his first UFC fight. Then I think, yeah, then he won the title and he lost it to Mr. McGregor. So, you know, ups and downs for Eddie Alvarez. Anyway, Eddie Alvarez calls himself the most violent dude in MMA. He just may be. He knocked out the undefeated Justin Gaethje tonight with a TKO, knee and punches, baby. 3 minutes and 59 seconds into round number three. And here is the former champion, Eddie Alvarez.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 3 minutes, 59 seconds of the third round. Declaring the winner by TKO, the Underground King, Eddie Alvarez.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a round of applause for both of these fighters? What a fight! Eddie Alvarez, you came into this fight looking for the title of the most violent man in the UFC. I think you got it.
It's the only one I care about right now. Yeah, there's intermittent titles. There's all the titles that aren't being defended. All the fans want to see is who's the most violent guy in here. That's all you guys want to see.
Eddie, this is a tremendous fight with so much back and forth, but a big factor had to be your left leg. He landed a lot of leg kicks. How much was that bothering you in the fight?
It was starting to bug me. If this was a five-rounder, I would have needed to finish that in the third because four and five would have been tough for me. But I trained with a lot of my training partners going southpaw, so I was able to resort to that.
Another big factor seemed to be your shots to the body. Once you started really landing to the body, it really started slowing him down.
Yeah, I had a couple training partners. It's tough to spar and get ready for Justin Gaethje. He puts you in a fight every time. So I needed my training partners to come after me. And that's what they did, and I realized the body was the best way to take care of that. It's not me. I trust my instincts. But every single day, I'm training with Coach Mark Henry, Ray Robinson, and Ricardo Almeida. They're my instincts, these guys.
Congratulations on an absolutely spectacular fight. Eddie Alvarez, ladies and gentlemen.
The real deal, the master of violence, call him what you want, man, but I wouldn't want to mess with Eddie on any back street. Eddie's one of those guys, much like Nick and Nate Diaz. Good Lord. I mean, one of those guys, maybe you hit him on the head with a ball peen hammer and the hammer breaks. One of those type of guys. Straight up, don't want to mess with him. The main event tonight, UFC main event, of course, UFC 218, coming to you from the greatest pizza parlor in the history of the world. I'm talking about Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan. Yeah. If you like that for pizza, folks, you got to come to San Francisco. Let me take you to Pasquale's or Tony's in North Beach, somewhere, anyway, anywhere outside of Little Caesars. What trash. Bottom line is they're not a sponsor of the show, and I can get away with saying that. Anyway, Little Caesars Arena did play host, of course, to the UFC Featherweight Championship tonight. The champion, Max Holloway, of course, having defeated Jose Aldo before, people thought it was a bit of an upset, although they were vying for a interim and Holloway held the title and Aldo held the interim title, and there's all kinds of stuff going back and forth. Of course, Aldo, the longtime champ, before being dethroned in 12 seconds by the incredible Conor McGregor. But Aldo was back after losing last time to Max Holloway, and Holloway came out tonight, lost the first two rounds, maybe. I mean, they were close, but Aldo was doing real well until the third round, and then the end came. The end came at 4:51 into round number three, a TKO. TKA loss for the former champion, 145 pounds, had never lost a fight at 145 before he fought Conor McGregor. The only fight he had lost prior in like 37 fights was to a guy at 155, a karate expert. So when he hit 145, Aldo, we'll call him Scarface because his sister dropped him on a barbecue pit when he was a kid. Kid you not, it's got scars going across his face. That's why they call him Scarface. Anyway, he's toast. you just got to write him off. Now, I mean, I give him all kinds of props. He's been a great champion. But, you know, great champions come, and then they start to falter. And before they fall all the way over like a bowling pin, you know, you sort of want to let them go out on a nice note. I know this isn't a great note to go out on, but Aldo should have one more fight, have a fight that he can win, and retire. That's just the way it is. The rest of the card looked like this before I get to boxing. My man, Henry Cejudo, and I figure he'll be on Ring Talk Live Worldwide tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Sports. But Henry Cejudo beat the brother of former lightweight champion Sergio Pettis. So Sergio Pettis, the brother of former lightweight champion Anthony Pettis, beat him in the unanimous night across the board. A sweep, baby. 30-27 on all three cards, a shutout. As I said, Eddie Alvarez, winner. Tecia Torres won in a women's match with Michelle Waterson. It was a unanimous night across the board. One judge saw a 3-0. The other judge saw it 2-1 as far as rounds were concerned. The rest of the card was a lot of ho-hum type of guys. Really don't want to talk about that. Let's switch gears. Talk about the world of professional boxing. Of course, the World Boxing Organization, our sponsor. They had a big WBO title fight tonight, and the championship has changed hands. I'm talking about Saddam Ali taking out Miguel Cotto. Cotto, the former champion at 140, 147, and 154, even held the title, I think, for a minute at 160, 41-6, now 33 KOs. Of course, came up short in his last big fight at Madison Square Garden, 13,000, almost 13,000 people in attendance. Of course, the former Olympian Saddam Ali, now 27-1, 14 KOs, a 12-round unanimous decision winner over Cotto, taking that coveted WBO 154-pound junior middleweight title, of course, by scores of 115, 113, 116, 112, and 115, 113. In rounds, fight fans or sports fans have boiled down to 115, 113 means 7-5 in rounds for Ali, and 116 and 112 means 8-4 for Ali in a 12-round fight. Now, according to Miguel Cotto, he's feeling pretty good, felt good with the performance. Something happened to his bicep about the 7th round, but no excuses. Saddam won the fight. This was my last fight going in. I knew it. Win or lose, this was my last fight. I'm going to go home and be with my family. End of quote. This was the same guy that told me when we were watching the World Series in Cartagena, Colombia, about 6 or 7 years ago, that he only had one or two fights left with him in him, and he probably wouldn't be fighting past 2012. This is the end of 2017. But we wish him the very best of luck. Here was the guy that fought Miguel Cotto, as I said, 41-6 now. But here was the guy that fought like he was on heroin. And I mean that in a positive way. I mean, like, he was just so relaxed. You couldn't jar him, man. I told him that when I interviewed him early on Ring Talk. I said, man, you're so cool. Do you take Valiums or Xanax or something? Like, do you smoke a lot of weed? I mean, what's up? Anyway, no, he was a very, very, very chilled guy. No doubt about that. Give him his props. Miguel Cotto rides off from the sun. A wonderful father, and he's got a beautiful wife. And, you know, we're in Colombia. Colombia has the most beautiful women in the world, out of doubt, pound for pound. Well, Miguel Cotto brought his wife to Colombia, and the Colombian women, kind of say, they were upstaged a little bit by Mrs. Cotto. She's a very, very nice and classy lady. We want to wish Miguel the best as his future appears to be in the world of boxing promotions.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Taco Man wrapping things up here from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, I am Johnny Taco each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, Sunday morning. We are a live two-hour show. In fact, tonight's show is 1 hour, but next week we're coming back with a two-hour show. We'll come back. We'll be live. Zach Attack Young will be in the house. Dominic will be here, of course. Pat Olson will step in. Coach will be here, and Charles J. as well. So the entire cast, the entire crew of the Taco Man radio show is supposedly coming back together for next week's show. That's what they tell me. That's what they tell me. They've all committed themselves, so we'll see what happens next week. Straight up, USC 218 in the rearview mirror. What can I say? What a fabulous event. In fact, if you want to see an in-depth look at the USC and mixed martial arts in the world of boxing as well, check out Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Saturdays and Sundays right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio. I kid you not. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio. So I want to thank my guests tonight. I want to thank my great producer. And most importantly, I want to thank you. Of course, without my listeners, what can I say? 34-plus years in our radio. Hey, if people weren't listening, I wouldn't have a job. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget, you're tuned to Taco Man Radio.